We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So even though we are saddled with the low rent clown show that the Lions are, there is real football that exists in other places. And we like to, on Monday, take at least one segment to acknowledge that real football. Michael, music with a creepy Roberto audio, please. Oh, we don't have it where he sounds like the series. This is the Blitz.
No Roberto audio this time.
Okay, what do you have? Let's hear it.
Question number one, and this is fitting since our boss Jimmy's back here. The Atlanta Falcons are going to be a Super Bowl team next year. No, I'm just joking.
Whoa.
You like that one after that game yesterday? All right, anyway, let's start out with, David, I'll start out with the Steelers one for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Steelers.
But.
Nice pick.
Tell me if you think this is crazy. Pittsburgh is in a worse situation than the Lions. No first-round pick, no quarterback of the future, injury-riddled young playmakers. Rather be the Lions right now than the Steelers.
No, because their quarterback of the future is the present. The present is the future. It's going to be Ben Roethlisberger. Yes. He's going to come back next year. Now, Juju Smith-Schuster will be back. Deontay Johnson looks good. James Washington looks good. James Conner needs to get healthy. They have Jalen Samuel. Right. They have one of the league's best O-lines. Right. They have Devin Bush, who I love, and I saw him make a couple of nice plays last night. Right. Listen, man. There ain't no way in H-E-double-L hell I'd rather be the Lions than the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Got to ask about Ryan Tannehill.
Sure.
Do you want to know? Is he a borderline top 10 to 12 quarterback in the NFL?
No.
Will he get a contract extension with the
Yes. of course he will.
Where would you put him tier-wise?
Mike, it's simple. Ryan Tannehill's like Jared Goff. If they can go out, line up, and grind out 180 yards rushing, and every throw is a play-action pass, he looks good. If he can't, i.e. yesterday, he blows. I mean, it's really that simple. So if you're cool with that, pay the guy. If you're not, continue into the wilderness finding a guy who doesn't need that.
All right, David, come up with this question. Derek Carr will not be a Raider next season when they move.
I'll tell you, after yesterday's performance, he shouldn't be. That was awful. I mean, what a bad loss for the Raiders. Saying goodbye to Oakland. You want to treat the fans. They jump out on Jacksonville, and then they just fell asleep. That was terrible. But as far as Carr goes, you got to show me who's available. You got to show me where the Raiders would go from a directional standpoint. Like, what if Tua falls to him in the first round? Would it change? You know, Mike, I don't know. I think Derek Carr is Tannehill. Tannehill is Carr. They're kind of the same dude. Like, I need to see who's available. What do you want? Cam Newton is a Raider? Is that what you're angling for? I'm not.
There you go.
No, thank you.
You alluded to this early in the show, but I definitely want to get your expanded thoughts on it. What do you make of the report this weekend? Chase Young is going to return to Ohio State.
Do you think
that's credible at all?
No, and they gave it out at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Like, I think players always say this, and then, oh, things changed. 16 and a half sacks. Best defensive end prospect in maybe a decade. They're in the playoff. They won the Big Ten. I mean, there ain't no reason to go back to Ohio State, and I don't think he is. It'd be lunacy.
Speaking of Ohio State, what about this one? Urban Meyer, next coach, Redskins.
Yeah, you liked him up in the box with Alex Smith.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I think if you're Urban Meyer, there's better jobs. I do. The NFL thing, that's not Urban's strong suit. Urban is a recruiter. There ain't no recruiting in the NFL. And Urban's offense is very collegiate. I got a real problem with that Urban's going to come to town and what? Modernize his game? Do things he's never done before? And, oh, by the way, you don't get to recruit, 10 of the top 30 players every year? I think it'd be a terrible move on his part. What?
So the Buffalo Bills, they beat my Steelers last night.
Your Steelers are
They clinched a playoff spot. Can they win a playoff game? They might go to Houston or they might go to KKC.
They can, but it's the same thing. I watched the game last night. I can't trust Josh Allen in a big spot. Hey, balls are sailing all over the place. Mm-hmm. One of them was a pick that could have been a pick six, and you know, and then David's team fumbled it on the five. But he's not an accurate passer. He's going to go into Arrowhead, freezing temperatures. He's going to line up and complete 70% of his passes. Believe it when I see it.
All right, we're always talking, I feel like, about Seahawks, Niners. But
oh, the good teams. Yeah, got it.
Sunday Night Football had a discussion last night how the Packers could actually be the best team in the NFC. Do you buy that?
No, I don't know if Al and Chris are just hitting the crack pipe. Like I don't know if they're dipping into Dion Waiters' carry-on bag. I don't know what they're doing. I think the Packs stink right now.
Really?
Did you watch any of that Green Bay game? The Bears had 8 million ways to win. Just said, nah, we're good. I don't think the Packers are any good. I don't. And it sucks because preseason I thought they were a Super Bowl team. And then they came out pretty strong. And then the record looked better than their play. And then we find ourselves here and you go, when are you going to play well again? It's another week where I was wholly unimpressed with their play.
All right, what about this take? The Patriots' 34-13 victory over the Bengals.
They stink.
Does not mean that everything is back on track and great with the Patriots.
It's not. And note to Cincinnati, why are you picking on Stephon Gilmore? He's the best corner in football. What are you, nuts? Pick six, pick, deflection. Andy Dalton, what are you, high? The Bengals were in a 10-10 game, and they just lost their mind going after Gilmore. Turned the whole game.
Cowboys are clearly better than the Eagles and will beat them to win the NFC East. Do you agree with that?
Yes. The Eagles blow. Yes.
And what about Jason Garrett? Could he get an crazy to think he could get an extension or what?
Yes. I think if this were a movie, Jason Garrett would be found in the desert way outside of town, and it would have been Jerry Jones who buried him. Like, there's no way.
Make some sort of ridiculous playoff run.
Oh, I love his speech yesterday. Good. So now that we know, on top of clapping, Garrett can do a motivational speech
and
before a game.
The report last week that he put out that highlight video of all the good things that the Cowboys have done since he's been there.
Yeah, he said it to motivational music. You guys are special. I mean, what does this guy think this is? High school? Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.